Now, the question is this. We have a very unique event starting this week. Does not happen too often, by the way. That's right. That's right. Michael's thing, no, very unique. We're only unique. Now, what happens is this. What we have is this. We have this week a two-Friday Hanukkah. Does not happen too often. I don't know why it doesn't happen. I don't know why the calendar works out the way it does. But I don't know if you even remember. Two Shabbases we have. We had that recently, I think. Two Fridays is not, it's not a very, very well-known thing. So I think we'll take a couple minutes to discuss a Friday that we have a special two Fridays. Now, as a beginning to say this, you should know off the bat that there is a legend story brought down from the Chazon Ish, the great Chazon Ish, that he turned to Rav David Frankel, one of his big people in the old days, and he told Rav David Frankel on a Friday afternoon, I think it was a Hanukkah on a Friday, not on a Shabbos. But I read the story, wasn't sure. But definitely on a Friday Hanukkah, I think so. He told him, let's go and learn right now. Because the whole world is busy with Hanukkah and preparing for Shabbos. And these are moments we can grab that no one's learning. We'll get extra credit. Like something we spoke about in the past in this class. See RabbiHavna.com last year. Pesach, I don't remember exactly what class it was. But we definitely discussed in the past. So I want to discuss something fascinating about what's called Erev Shabbos. Because this year we're going to have two of them on Hanukkah. Now the Erev Shabbos, first thing we have to know is like this. In the Gemara, Avodah Zarah, when Mashiach reveals himself soon, all the nations of the world are going to come to Hashem and say, we want credit. We spoke about this a couple weeks ago again. They're going to come, they go, we want credit, we want credit. And God's going to say, listen, your credit is, you did it for yourselves, you were selfish. And those are different things. Then they're going to say, listen, you know, the Jews kept the mitzvahs. If we would have known, we would have kept the mitzvahs. And he uses this funny phrase there. And the phrase is, today is to work and not tomorrow. You got to prepare in advance. So it says, let me get the exact words here. What are the exact words? Oh, earlier. Let us start over again. Let's start over. We'll do the mitzvahs. Give us a chance again. You fools. Me shetarach. Whoever works the Erev Shabbos, whoever works Erev Shabbos, eats on Shabbos. Which means too late. But it also means that on some level, Shabbos represents the spirituality, future redemption, the spiritual world. And Erev Shabbos, maybe 6 days a week, but if we use the phrase Erev Shabbos represents the physicality. The physicality should be representative to the spiritual. Now, we had a question last week or 2 weeks ago. Forgot already. Our question was, the angels came down, and Rashi said, these are the angels of Israel. So we said, angels of Israel? Yaakov, the Ramban says, we're very far away from Israel right now, Yaakov. Why are the angels of Israel coming out? How do they leave? How do the Israeli angels leave Israel and show up in outside of Israel, eastern side of the Jordan, to come to Yaakov? I don't think we answered that question this year. One of the answers by the Maral of Prague is that when Yaakov was headed to Israel, at a certain point, his mindset was there. He becomes like he's in Israel. He becomes like he's in Israel. So the angels who are in Israel can come to him. Because the Israel angels show up to a person whose mindset's there. We have a very similar concept in Shabbos. You are only allowed to go 2,000 amos in each direction. But if on Erev Shabbos you realize you're going a certain direction, 3,000 amos, how are you going to get there? You do is you take breadcrumbs and you put it 4,000 amos away, or 3,000, and you place it over there and you say, you know what? I'm there for Shabbos. I'm there for Shabbos. That means that you can say, yes, I'm going to be there in place. I'm 3,000 amos away when I start Shabbos. I now count my circular from that moment over there, not where I'm standing necessarily now. We have it now in time. You can do an Erev Shabbos to a Shabbos, and the angels will show up as well. The same thing works on a Hanukkah, on an Erev Shabbos Hanukkah. What we have to do is, on an Erev Shabbos, we have to be preparing for the redemption and prepare our physicality world for what's going to be in a Shabbos world. But this world is not to gather the physical stuff. It's to make sure what we're doing now will help us in the next world. Now, unbelievable, the Baal Shem Tov says like this. It says in Mark Suvis, one who passes away on Erev, I wrote down the word, one who passes away on Erev Shabbos, it's a good omen. Simple interpretation. You get it, someone gets upstairs right away, and the fires of Gehenna are turned down for Shabbos. Someone gets upstairs, he starts out easy. That's a simple interpretation. But Baal Shem Tov asks, are we giving instructions for people who can't do anything about it? We're not, you don't have a choice. So what do you mean Erev Shabbos is Simon Yafla? So what he says is not that a person passes away, physically transitions from this world to the next world. What he's saying is, Baal Shem Tov says, that someone who kills his Fridays, meaning he diminishes his Erev Shabbos, the physicality of this world, for a Shabbos, Erev Shabbos went to the physical world, then that guy has a Semen Yafleh. He's going upstairs. He's not going to Gehenna. Because on this world, he worked the right way to prepare for the next world. So we say like this. This year, we have two Erev Shabbos is Hanukkah. Two Fridays on Hanukkah. We know that Hanukkah is the light. Hopefully, a lot of Mashiach, as many places say. Hopefully, we won't even have a second Hanukkah in America. We'll already be there. But the point for us is, like the Chazon has said, that on a Friday, Erev Shabbos Hanukkah, one should learn because he has a special advantage. And we're saying now that the Chazanish's phrase was, learn now, it's called a mace mitzvah. It's a mitzvah that's dead. Nobody takes this mitzvah right now. That was his phrase in the story. We're going to add to the Chazanish story, probably not what he meant, that say what it meant mace mitzvah was, a dead person on Friday means when a person passes away on Friday, means he turns his physicality into spirituality. That's the ultimate mitzvah. So Chazanish was saying, not just physically Erev Shabbos, Hanukkah learned something, but the whole mindset should be, our whole mindset going into Hanukkah should be that an Erev Shabbos is only preparing for a Yoichel B'Shabbos. Mi shetarach Erev Shabbos. Whoever works on an Erev Shabbos, Yoichel B'Shabbos will get to eat on Shabbos. What does he mean eat? He'll get to enjoy. He'll get to understand what the real beauty is. Hopefully, this year we will get to have that taste of Mashiach Shabbos in this week's Shabbos. Yeah.